This is Act Two of the Eric Zane Show podcast. If you missed Act One, go back, click on it, and listen to the damn thing. Thank you so much for checking this out. Bye-bye. Yeah, that may be the case. But if his intentions blends with purposefully lax security, we have this. The only thing missing is an accurate fire, an accurate shot, which there was not. So I don't think that it's all, I don't think any of this is true. But if the people who do, I don't think that the whole thing was cooked up with all these people knowing it. Nate is in Wisconsin. Nate, are you like, just you live in Wisconsin, or are you at the Republican National Convention? He says, I'm in Wisconsin. It's all anti-Biden ads. Haven't seen Trump yet. Trump came out yesterday. His ear was bandaged up. In my opinion, opportunity lost. It should have been a bandage with like the American flag. He came out, didn't speak. He will speak later on at the convention. It's a packed house in Milwaukee. Holy fucking shit. And the vice president, the running mate, the vice presidential candidate, the running mate was named J.D. Vance. I think a senator from Ohio who, as it was described to me, at one point was a never Trumper. Republican, but a never Trumper. And this fucking idiot changed his tune at some point, and now he's the running mate. God, I wonder what the conversation was like between Trump and that guy to make that right. Now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to wrap your mind around this. These people are going to be in the White House for the next 4 years. This is happening. So you better fucking expect this to happen. Hope for the best, but expect this to happen. Easy. I do not want Trump to win. I'm not voting for him. Matt says, J.D. Vance called Trump America's Hitler. You know what I like about this show? You guys are understanding and respecting where I'm coming from. No one's taking pot shots at me, calling me a fucking idiot because I'm voting for Biden. Just like I'm not telling you that you're a fucking idiot because you're voting for Trump. And that's where politics needs to be. If we're going to get anywhere together, it's going to be if people like me respect the process and understand that when he is elected, he's elected fair and fucking square, and to strap in and live with it. All right? Make the best out of it as you can. But I'm telling you right now, it's over. The only chance that the people who are wanted Biden to win to not have Trump in the office, it sounds horrible, is that Trump doesn't turn his head at the last second. And I don't want that. I never did. But that's the only way that Trump is not in the White House. And I'm so happy that he survived. I'm sad that the one person died and the other people were injured. It's fucking terrible. I'm saying all the right things here. Corey says something that I unfortunately agree with. I'd rather have a Joe Biden who's completely in a coma than a healthy Trump. Corey says we're going to get Harris. Of course, there's a comma in the wrong spot. We're going to get Harris anyway because no way Biden can hold on for another 4 years. Nick suggests that solo sniper with no previous red flags in an outdoor rural setting is very hard to defend against. I think the key things that need to be discussed here, all right, are the lack of that rooftop being swept. How did that happen? There's got to be a reason. I would need that explanation before I started to feel comfortable with what happened. And if it's just a, well, I don't know, I gave that job to Larry and he didn't do it. Whoops. Yeah, I don't buy that. The amount of preparation that goes into any appearance for something like Biden or a former president or even just a presidential candidate. All right. I'll tell you right now, though, it makes for a lot of interesting discussion, and I'm glad to have it with you. All right. This is going on. Jack Black. My God. I don't know if you saw this. Holy shit. It was at the... Oh, fuck, no, I can't find it. Son of a bitch. Hold on a second. There it is. Tenacious D performing live in Sydney, Australia. Kyle Gass is on stage with Jack Black. They're doing their thing. They're celebrating Kyle Gass's birthday. Jack Black, they have the birthday cake come out. This big robot kind of carries it out. And then Jack Black says to Kyle Gass, "All right, time to blow out the candles. What do you wish for?" You know where this is going. Robot's creepy. Happy birthday to you. Whoops. Yeah.
Make a wish, Canada. Don't miss Trump next time.
All right, so Jack Black, Kyle Gass, and the crowd goes crazy.
Thank you. We love you, kids. Pieces, please. Thank you, Thank you, guys. How about this guy? Kyle Gass. Happy birthday, Captain.
Now, you don't know this, but Jack Black apparently is pissed off at this point.
You guys are the best.
On your actual birthday.
Yeah. All right, so that's all we need to see. This did not go well. Jack Black got so pissed off at Kyle Gass for doing that that he announced that he's canceling. Wait a minute, hold on. Chris says, what did he say? I missed it. He said, don't miss Trump next time. Thank you. I'm glad you pointed out that you couldn't hear it because then I was able to tell it to you. So he says, don't miss Trump next time. Jack Black did not like that. And he immediately canceled the rest of this fucking world tour and said he is done with Kyle Gass till further notice. He's been with Kyle Gass for decades. I don't know. That's it. He's speaking out against his bandmate's controversial comment. 54-year-old Jack Black said to USA Today he was blindsided by Kyle Gass saying, "Don't miss Trump next time." Black also said he's ending the tour and won't work with Kyle Gass for now. "I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form." "After much reflection, I no longer feel it is appropriate to continue the Tenacious D tour, and all future creative plans are on hold. I am grateful to the fans for their support and understanding." This seems over the top to me. I don't think it was, I mean, it's, sure, it's tasteless. But come on, man. Maybe could have waited a little longer. But that's the thing. This is all getting back to what I was talking about earlier. Trump can do no wrong. People are rushing to defend Trump now. Everybody loves Trump. Joe Biden is probably going to vote for Trump. Now we've got entertainers, legitimate entertainers, that are, I mean, this isn't so much a defense of Trump. It's a defense of hate speech. It was a joke. It was a goddamn joke. Give me a fucking break. I think it's too much. I think maybe what you do if you're Jack Black, unless he really hates Kyle Gass or something like that. Maybe he does. I don't know. And this was like the last straw. Who knows? But if I'm Jack Black and this happens, one-off throwaway joke like that, I hold my own, because I didn't know about this. I didn't hear anything about this until I heard the statement by Jack Black. I didn't know Kyle Gass said it. Okay? I mean, on my, I did an informal poll. I had 100 people vote, and I said, look, thumbs up if you're sad the shooter missed. Hard icon if you're thankful that the shooter missed. And it was like 20 people said thumbs up. I mean, come on. There's a reason why people are this pissed off. I think you have to take it with a grain of salt when someone says that. And he's a goddamn comic. So I'm kind of surprised that Jack Black would go this hard. Give me a fucking break. So it cancels the whole goddamn tour. Jesus. I don't know. What do you think? Linda says there was no way I was voting publicly in that poll. Smart. Not everybody was that proactive in protecting themselves. People were willing to throw a thumbs up there. Say, yeah, they just said publicly on my page, I'm sad the shooter missed. Ugh. That was more of an experiment by me to see, because that would have been wonderful if no one gave a thumbs up. But I've got a dozen people that are like, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Nick says, it's just a way to alienate half your audience. Very dumb move. What? You mean me, Kyle Gass, or Jack Black? Dan says, cancel culture needs to end on all sides, even though it was terrible. Gass had the right to free speech. Well, yeah, that's not in question. No one's, it's not like that at all. It's his partner. His business partner was like, I don't know, man. Nick says, no, it was stupid by Kyle Gass. Maybe. Yeah. All right. Big deal. When people make jokes, they do them at horrible times all the time. Corey said, I can see him forcing Kyle Gass to apologize. Matt says, seems like a lot. I hope he says that. Seems like a lot. I hope it is. Or it seems like a bit. I hope it is. They're coming to Kalamazoo. Not anymore. They're not. Kyle Gass was the hot wings of the band. Lee can take his place. I don't know who that is. Chris says, maybe he didn't want to be canceled by MAGA. I think what you do is you don't say anything. You have a word with them. Say, hey, just so you know, this could break bad. If it does, we got to get on board. But let's wait and see if anybody responds. If anybody responds, then you can do it. But then you also run the risk of looking like a chump because Well, you didn't apologize. You didn't do anything until you got caught. So it's tough. No doubt a tough spot for Jack Black to be in. I thought it was tastelessly funny as fuck. But I'm an idiot. Again, jokes. Like my friend Christian Blatt. He wrote yesterday that the chick who sang the national anthem at baseball's home run derby yesterday did to the anthem what the shooter was not able to do to Trump. Let's get into that. My God. Ingrid Andress is her name. Actually born in Southfield, Michigan, not that far from where I grew up in the city of Warren. She's only like 31, 32 years old. Excuse me. Mom and dad moved her out to Colorado. So then she started to sing there, and everybody loved her. So she moved to Nashville, and she makes music in Nashville, Tennessee. The baseball All-Star game said, hey, we want you to sing the anthem before the home run derby. And my God, does this turn out to be a pile of shit. One of the baseball players, I don't know how to say his last name, Alec Bohm, B-O-H-M, or Alec Bohm, or Boom. He's cracking up while this chick's singing. All right, here we go. This is the anthem from Ingrid Andress.
With broad stripes and bright stars, through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, we're so gallantly streaming.
This guy. Okay, he thinks this is funny. This dude right here is laughing, and I love that. By the way, I love the Paisley Under Armour right there.
And the rocket's red glare, the bomb.
Okay, all right, she's trying so goddamn hard.
Bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Oh, no. Oh, they're hating it. They're hating it. You may notice that every time she sings the word stars, the crowd goes, stars! I guess that's a Texas thing. I don't know.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
She looks like she's in pain.
For the land of the free.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck me. Holy shit. No correct notes in that entire run. She's trying to find the right one, and she's like, oh, God, I can't do it.
For the land of the free.
She went through six notes, none of them right.
In the hall of the brave.
Oh, Jesus, she looks disgusted. That was so rough. Oh, no. They should have reenacted what happened a couple days earlier in PA after that. All right, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but whatever. Come on now. That's a good joke. Fuck you. Fuck you. Tyler says this is way worse than Fergie. Tyler sent it along to me. He says, it's been too long since we've had a bad rendition of the anthem. That That lady doing to our ears what the shooter did to Trump's is fucking great. That lady doing to our ears what the shooter did to Trump's? I'm jealous of that joke. Well done. Oh, my God. Megan says, I love watching the athletes trying to keep it together during bad anthem singing. Brandis gives us the oy vey, yikes. Megan says, do you think she thinks it's good? No. Oh, God. When I was doing PA in Tennessee for the hockey team, two things stand out to me as critically amazing national anthem moments. This local TV chick, I don't remember her name, she was an anchor, and her idea was she's going to sing the anthem with like a flair for Broadway and almost a melodramatic, I don't know, it sounded like she was in a musical and totally not like the anthem. Because I'm kind of old school. I like the anthem. And it's got to be a certain tempo. Can't be too slow. Can't be too fast. Not too many runs. Try to be respectful. Get in, get out. Get the fuck off the stage. She starts out with, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly. She did all that shit. And I'll never forget all these hillbillies in Tennessee that are just there for the cheap beer and have a good time and watch a hockey game. That game gets done. And I'll never forget all these hillbillies rushing over to the area where she's walking off of the ice. She comes to the penalty box. Now she's in the area behind the rink. And they're going, it's not a goddamn show tune! What the fuck is wrong with you? Amy says, we need easy to sing at the next game. Well, that brings me to my next story. Same venue. We're waiting on the anthem singer. Guess who's supposed to do it? The same chick I just told you about. Well, she was so fucking traumatized by the attacks. She's a no-call, no-show. We have no one to sing the goddamn anthem. So, desperate times call for desperate measures. And there's only one badass capable of having the balls to do what happened next. That's me. Because we're getting ready to start the goddamn game. Players are getting ready to line up. And I get the wireless mic. I walk out onto the ice. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the national anthem. Gentlemen, remove your caps. If you're in the military, you can do the military salute and leave your cap on. Singing the anthem tonight. And I said this, singing the anthem tonight, me. Lights go out, spotlight goes on, and I sang the anthem. I've never sang the anthem before in my life. I don't sing. But I, of course, said that. I go, I need your help. And I started it off singing the anthem. No, I'm not going to sing it now. I can't sing. Kenny says, is there video and audio of this? I don't think so. The team went belly up. I don't know. I would love there to be, but that was the line. Singing the anthem tonight, me. It was fan-fucking-tastic. And then there was like a murmur. Everybody's singing along with me, you know? I'm trying to, and I knew what parts. I knew I couldn't even come close to the note. And they kind of joined in and helped me out. And it wasn't as terrible as you'd think it would be. Kenny says, I missed when this was. I'm guessing 19, 99. No. Yeah. Wait a minute. It was, I did the PA announcing from 99 to 01 for that team. So I'm guessing, and I'm pretty sure this was the IMZ years. This is before I met Free Beer and Hot Wings. And I met them in September of 01. So 99, 2000, maybe even 2001, somewhere in there. That's when that happened. Legendary. Legendary, I tell you. Yeah, I wish there was video of that. Kenny says, someone needs to research this and find a video. Yeah, you're not going to find a video. There's no way. The only way you could have videoed that back then was an actual VHS video camera. Old school VHS. There's no way. Even the league that, the league might still be available or active. United Hockey League. The whole league stopped operating 14 years ago. The league went belly up 14 years ago. Let alone the team. That's how old school this is. All right. Thank you very much, as always, to my amazing sponsors like Blue Frost IT. If you're ever in need of any type of tech care, call upon Blue Frost IT. 616-285-50. They are the managed IT service provider for this podcast. I'm so very grateful for them. 616-285-50. Amazing Blue says, did you ever do PA for the Rampage? Nope. Did not. I was PA for the Griffins when the Rampage were around, but no, that was not my gig. Kenny says, what a great way to introduce yourself, though. Will be sung by me. I tell you what, when I finished, there was like, yeah, it kind of sucked, but I'm surprised at how much it could have sucked worse, but did not. It was that level. Everybody thinks that they can sing at one time or another. Even me. I used to make karaoke tracks and put them out on the free podcast because I thought I could sing. Actually, I still think I can sing some songs. There's a few songs that I think I can sing. I'm never going to let that dream die. All right. Also, thank you to Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Okay, so either you're living alone, you're single, or you have a family, it's always a good idea to insure your life. Get a policy now when you're young because it's dirt cheap. Because let's say you just started dating somebody and fast forward into your crystal ball. Let's say you're married to that person in 3 years and you've got a family. Because you bought a super cheap life insurance policy because you were so young and in perfect health, you are blessed with a $500,000 policy for a handful of bucks each month. Well, your benefactor, if you die, let's say it's your mom or your dad or your brother, the local animal shelter, doesn't fucking matter. Fact remains that when you do get married, then your lovely wife is a benefactor. If you die, something terrible happens to you. You're at a Trump rally and somebody opens fire. I know, too soon. Your beneficiary is going to get your money. My point in all of this is don't let another day go by without getting more information about a life insurance policy. I've had life insurance since I was 18 or 19 years old. You need a life insurance policy. In case something untimely happens to you, reach out to Frank. Go to his website, buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. fill out the form. There's a spot that says, how'd you hear about me? It's a drop down. Put EZ. You're good to go. This just gets you on Frank's radar. He's going to reach out to you and tell you about a life insurance policy that you can sign up for. Frank does not get paid by you. Frank gets paid by life insurance policies. He is a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. Finally, for sponsors today. Saturday is the Coleman Lutz 500 at Berlin Raceway. Coleman Lutz is my dear friend. Him and his neighbor, who is the hand of the king, Matt H., are going to be there. So Coleman, all of his kids, all of his kids' kids' friends or whatever the fuck, kids' friends, I don't know, girlfriends, friends, family, they're all going to be there with your old pal EZ. Why is this important? Well, it's important because Coleman, I made friends with Coleman when I heard Free Beer fucking bashing Coleman's mother on the radio. She was an administrator in the community of Schoolcraft. Now, why would Free Beer attack an elderly lady on the air? Well, that's because Coleman used to be married to Free Beer's fucking giant-nosed wife. All right? That's how that started. Well, I heard that and got pissed off. So I reached out to Coleman's mom. Said, hello, I am. And we had a conversation. Before long, I was talking with Coleman. The rest is history. We're going to play Pin the Nose on Kayla's Face underneath the grandstand. Is that her name? The ex-wife? Anyway, I'll be sitting with Coleman and Matt and their kids. It's going to be fucking awesome. And I want to see you there. So buy your tickets at BerlinRaceway.com for the Coleman Lutz 500 on Saturday. All right? And then sit with us. So after you buy the tickets, say, EZ, we just got our tickets. How do we find you in the grandstand? Just send me a message on Messenger or an email. Let me know when you get there. EZ, I just got here. Where are you? I'll tell you where to go. All right? The beer is cold. The beer is cheap. Tickets are $14 a pop. You get them at BerlinRaceway.com. Parking's free. If your kids are 15 and under, they get in free. And there you go. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. All right. Pop star Maren Morris. This is crazy. I don't know how to explain this, but I think she showed her muff during a concert. You're like, wait, what? Yeah, she was on stage, and you're going to have to be the judge of this, but people are rushing to her defense and are saying that you're not seeing muff. You're seeing her underwear. And unless they make underwear designed to look like muff, I don't know how that's true. This was a real weirdo scenario. God damn it. Now she's on stage wearing a nice top. She has a denim skirt, and one of the legs is wide open so that her leg can be completely free when she's walking. It's fashionable. It's fine. It doesn't... It looks like something that a pop star would wear on stage. Except she's walking, and this is a unbelievable wardrobe malfunction. Now, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Because she's walking along, and then, bad things are revealed. Jeremy says there's no shot that is underwear. He says we saw full clam. Underwear that looks like roast beef. Nick says the dress was cut to show it. All right. Here you go. She's singing the song. Okay. All right. Right there. That first step, that's full. That was full Beaver. Oh, come on. That's ridiculous. Let's back that up. This is disgusting. I'm actually grossed out by this. You know me. I like old women. Come on. Is that underwear? Maybe it's just the same color as her skin. Keeps pausing for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not pausing. If you're at that concert, there's no way you're not like how awkward that would be. Can you imagine if you're there with your daughter and you're right up front, then there's this historically a naked Beaver right in your face? God damn. Amy says, I think she has nude tights on or nylons, to be honest. Corey says that's the most likely explanation. Well, yeah, I mean, all right, that doesn't, but we're still seeing, what are we seeing there? Because the coloration was that of like, you could actually, I thought, now you, I would like a lady to answer this, but was I seeing muffage there? Was that like a was that a muff wall? Because I'm hearing more and more that women might actually grow it out to a degree and then shave it down, but not completely off. That there's, I guess that's been a thing. I mean, I'm just speculating. I'm just repeating what's been said, that chicks are showing a more of a tangible muff these days. Tyler says, unless I see lips, I'm assuming it's tights. Well, okay. If that's the case, would it say on the package of tights, made to look like your muff? Because that's what I'm seeing there. Or is this just me? But I know that I didn't even know the background of this. And when I played the video, I was like, oh my God. I just saw this child's Beaver. Jeremy says, muffs are back in. A well-managed muff. Well, I did not know that. Jimmy says, what has happened to classy female entertainment like Bonnie Raitt and Susan Tedeschi? Well, I don't know, man. I'm not going to be the one to judge a person who decides they want to show the world their Beaver. The world is a changing place. If the culture says, yeah, that's cool. That's fine. I mean, it's not for me. Tyler has a comment that he says maybe she gets really hot while performing and wanted to let her meat curtains breathe. Yeah, I don't know. That sounds horrendous. But perhaps, but I still don't think it's a good idea to show the world your genitals like that. I think, do you remember that? How much of a big deal it was during the nip slip during the Super Bowl when Janet Jackson had what are those called? A pasty on there? Tyler says, I really just wanted to hear EZ read that out loud. Okay, that's a new thing. You guys are setting me up for traps by having me read those horrible comments that you put up there. Which, by the way, Some of my detractors on Segment 18 and Reddit have completely been obliterating me talking about how I read your entries on the chat. And I'm like, how is that any different than getting a text like, hey, reach out to me on the text line or call the show? I love the chat. And lately, the chat is a well-oiled machine. People are understanding what I'm trying to do here. Corey says we need to clip these comments and make them audio drops. Bob says swamp muff leads to beef and cheddar. My God. Jeremy says it's different because they say it's different. Corey says, I can kind of see their point. Watching the live stream reading comments is fine and the pauses don't matter. Listening to a podcast, it can get annoying. Not true. How often have you been listening to Jim Rome on the radio or any of your other favorite radio shows? And they're taking their time and their explanations of things and they get interaction from the audience in whatever means. Doesn't matter how. Some type of digital transmission. That's how those messages are relayed. Corey says, I stopped listening to Rome. Well, that was just an example. Again, you're a fucking idiot. You're not understanding that I'm speaking almost, I'm giving you examples of why that still works. Are you telling me that a person who's listening to just audio doesn't get the jokes in the same way because they're not looking at a screen? How are you successful in anything? Because you say some of the dumbest things ever. Any moron who says that it can get annoying on a podcast when a person actually reads funny lines from the audience, which are funny. These are funny jokes. Fuck you. And there's pauses in between. Well, of course, asshole. I got to read it first to make sure it's fucking funny. Jesus Christ. Notice how it's difficult to actually read something of yours that's funny. Hell, I have trouble reading your comments to even find out what the fuck you're talking about. Donut Dan says, what if a dude singer did what Maren Morris did? What would the response be then? Well, okay, if a guy walked on stage and showed his cock, I think it'd be hysterical. We'd be having a lot of fun with it. I think it's fair either way. Brandis, who's one of the most respected audience members in the chat, says For the most part, I'm not even watching any of the podcasts, and I always find the humor. Jeez. Thank you. Thank you very much. Corey sucks. Linda says, if it's Lenny Kravitz, it's okay. Okay. Lenny Kravitz. Linda loves Lenny Kravitz. All right. Well, anyway, that's what's up with Maren Morris. If you're listening to the audio podcast, you know, you don't get the jokes. You can see what I'm talking about by clicking on the link in the show notes of this podcast. If you just don't get it or don't understand what's going on, I mean, God forbid. Fucking idiot. Okay, I love this. The ESPYs went down the other day. And these three chicks got up to I don't know, something chick sports related. That's a very popular thing these days. I don't know what award they were giving. Maybe I get a little background on this. You had Venus and I think Serena on stage with the star of the show Abbott Elementary, Quinta Brunson. Quinta? Or is it Quinta? Q-U-I-N-T-A. Anyway, those three are on stage. And they're presenting something women related. They've got a couple jokes lined up to drop. I think this is Serena and Venus. I know it's definitely Venus. I don't think that's Serena. Well, anyway, only Serena and the chick from the TV show Abbott Elementary are going to be the ones that talk on this. It doesn't fucking matter. All you need to know is they're talking about women's sports, and Harrison Butker is in the audience. Now, if you remember him, he hopes you don't. He's the cocksucker who stood in front of the fucking Catholic school and said, I know some of you ladies are proud of your degrees, but you know, the job that you should be most proud of is being a wife and homemaker. I mean, he actually said that. And then all these brainwashed Catholic cocksuckers are going, yay! And no one like jumped up on stage to stomp his fucking ass. God damn it. So he's sitting in the front row. Now, you're not going to see him on the camera shot. They don't cut to him. I wish they would. He does respond, though, to what you're about to hear. These chicks have waited for this for months. Butker at the ESPYs. Probably all set up. These chicks are going to drop the hammer. Serena's wearing the outfit with the silver leaf thing. Little one is Abbott Elementary. And then I don't know who the other one is, but she's tall and wearing the black jacket.
So go ahead and enjoy women's sports. You would any other sports because they are sports. Yes.
Except you, Harrison Butker. We don't need you.
At all. Like ever.
At all. Like ever.
So go ahead and enjoy women's sports. You would any other sports because they are sports.
These two know the line's coming because that chick, she's saying the one line, and these two are going to drop the hammer. They're cracking up because they know they're about to fucking drop it on them.
Because they are sports. Yes.
Except you, Harrison Butker. We don't need you.
At all. Like ever.
Okay. Now, look, Butker seems super serious. All right. So, of course, that dumb fuck is not going to roll with it. Of course, he's going to, like, fight back because I'm a bitch. A day after this happened, after he got crushed, he said this. I thought Mrs. Williams was a great host and applaud her for using her platform to express her beliefs on a variety of topics. He added, sports are supposed to be the great unifier. First of all, who came up with that? The fuck they are? You see some of those soccer games for the Copa? Is that what it's called? Copa? That's the one that Chris told me about. They're like beating the shit out of each other. You ever show up wearing a Cowboys jersey in Philly?
Sports are supposed to be the great unifier and at an event dedicating to celebrating a diverse group of men and women who have accomplished great feats. She used it as an opportunity to disinvite those with whom she disagrees with from supporting fellow athletes.
This twat does not know how to take an L. Ugh. What an asshole. I hope that that guy's fucking leg breaks. I hate that guy. What an asshole. Jesus. Oh, that was spectacular, though. Brandis says, don't give it if you can't take it, dildo. For him not to understand that what he said was revolting, even if he does believe it, just sit there. Just sit there and keep your fucking mouth shut, you fucking piece of shit. Aram writes, Corey is a diehard. He keeps coming back regardless of what is said about him. Not to mention he has a Twitch stream of his own, which I hear is quite popular. Oh, yes. No, Corey does roll with it. All the times I've given him shit, he is the most effective at just, fuck you. And thank God. Because honestly, there's only room on this stream for one Kenny to throw himself on the ground and hold his breath and cry. Corey adds to Aram, I'm trolling mostly. The beat-ups are funny to me. My stream is popular. Me and my fan, thank you for the compliment. Donut Dan says, did ESPN set him up for that joke? And wow, to call a guy out who is in the front row takes balls. No, I don't think it does. I would be loving to do that, knowing how much he pissed me off. Like, if I'm a chick, a voice for chick sports, and I know that motherfucker is in the front, I'm like loving the fact that I can drop the hammer. I would venture to guess that he was set up. They knew exactly what they're doing. That's how it goes. Welcome to the big leagues, you piece of shit. Fuck that guy. On today's Patreon, you need to hear the story about Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page and his next-door neighbor, UK pop star Robbie Williams. I bet you haven't heard about this story. Page and Williams have an epic neighbor feud going on. You will not believe the lengths that Jimmy Page is going to ensure that Robbie Williams does not upgrade his house. And there's a reason for it. And I'm actually team Jimmy Page on this. It's awesome. I have video from an airport where dude and his girlfriend are there, and she, despite everybody looking at her and shooting video, is screaming at him from the top of her lungs. It's fantastic. You'll have to see it. In addition to that, we have a number of other things that we have to get to on the Patreon. Probably beat up Amanda a little bit more. I have an update on roast beef. That's been a running joke on this show. Somehow, I don't know how it started. I don't know who came up with it. But there's been an ongoing joke that Americans are struggling to afford roast beef. And whenever there's talk of Trump or Biden, somebody throws out a reference to roast beef. In fact, the person who sent me this story is one of those people. So I was shocked when I saw it. I was like, oh, you got to be fucking with me, right? But no, there's actually a story involving roast beef. I also have a guy who gets in a fight with a bar with someone who looks just like him. Video from that. And a new hot mom is porking a child. And the jury is still out as to whether or not she should be punished. She is an educator or former educator. That's all on today's Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Jeremy says, I'm going to email you a cop cam where the person getting arrested takes a dump. Tyler is an idiot. He writes, the first thing I thought when Eric played the clip of the chick's muff slip was roast beef. That's Maren Morris, okay? She's very talented. Don't forget, tomorrow's a Big Fraud Wednesday. Who are these free beers? Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Move on. You're pathetic. You're sad. You lost up, Eric Zane. Grow up. We're going to ignore you. All right. I didn't bring it up in the first place, you fucking idiots. Go fuck yourselves. All right. Yesterday, the asshole of the day was the audience member of my show whose best friend is a pedophile. Today's asshole of the day is who? What did we talk about today? I mean, can you help me through this? We had the anthem singer. We had a story about the anthem singing at the Knoxville Speed hockey games. I talked to you about that. Joe Biden wants Trump dead. That's what people are thinking. Trump at the RNC. Donut Dan nominates the Secret Service for almost getting the president killed. Do I have a second or another nominee? We talked about Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Either one of those, possibly, for the asshole of the day. Could Maren Morris be the asshole of the day? I think she's out. I think a possibility being the Secret Service or Jack Black for overreacting or Kyle Gass for his horrible joke. Donut Dan says, no, not Maren Morris. She is muff of the day. Ooh, Harrison Butker gets a nomination. Brandis says Jack Black for overreacting or Harrison Butker for being a dildo. Out of all of that, I've made my decision. Sorry, there was a pause there for about two and a half seconds. I didn't mean that.
Oh, my God. The fact that when he's talking, he pauses to get his composure and his thoughts. And he says, all right, a lot. Oh, I'm so hurt by this.
It's got to be Harrison Butker. All you got to do is throw that guy's name out there. And,
we're all right back there with you.
Great suggestion by Brandis. As always, you've been an amazing audience. I appreciate you. That is going to do it for this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you. Till next time. Bye-bye.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.